Harper was born into a Jewish family in 19th century Germany. And, you know, he's very much a German patriot as well. So when the First World War broke out, he was one of the people who signed the manifesto saying that, along with a lot of other German intellectuals, that science and knowledge should be at the service of the German nation and defending their war aims, for example. And, you know, Harper is a fascinating figure, because not only do you have his wonderful work as a chemist, developing with industry the Haber-Bosch process, which fixes nitrogen from the air, gives us nitrates which could be used as fertilizers. Those fertilizers, by one estimate, end up allowing an extra 2 billion people to be fed in the 20th century. So you have an amazing contribution there. On the other hand, you have Harper, through pretty much the same connections and process and his knowledge of chemistry, developing sophisticated chemical weapons, overseeing their deployment, really, during the First World War with chlorine and the devastating consequences of that. So you have a tragic figure there, because, you know, he in a sense soars so high, but also, you know, the consequences are so dramatically awful too. And then after the First World War, Harper is still a German patriot. One of the things he does, for example, is, because the Treaty of Versailles is saying Germany must pay all these reparations, he tries to find a way to extract gold from seawater to contribute to Germany again, to solve Germany's problems through chemistry again. And then with the rise of the Nazis, he's very ill, he's old by that stage, but he's essentially driven out of the country. And so you have, in a cycle there, you have some of the big themes of 20th century science, which is science in the service of warfare. There's no doubt that war, and the 20th century was afflicted by devastating wars, that war provides a context driving an awful lot of developments in science, whether it's speeding up weapons, finding new ways of detecting aircraft like radar, and many of those have spin-off sciences of their own. So warfare is extremely important for understanding 20th century science. I mean, in a sense, unfortunately, but that is the pattern that you find. And Harber is one figure that encapsulates that connection.